Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Thank you. Here we go. You're just in time for the most heavily commuted, and to mention most heavily congested, hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome into the program. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And the email address to get in touch with me is very simply bob@1063word.com. I mentioned earlier in the program a piece that was published at the website The Federalist on the 8th of August, 2018, this year, before all this stuff with Dianne Feinstein and Ms. Ford and the Kavanaugh accusation, before any of that, all right? It was written by Ben Weingarten. He is a senior contributor at The Federalist and is also senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, okay? And he wrote this piece, Senator Dianne Feinstein's ties to China go way deeper than an alleged office spy. Now, I printed this story out, and it prints out to 12 pages. And obviously, I'm not going to subject you to everything that's in here, but I am going to hit the high water marks, all right? I sometimes say that in my last life, maybe I was Chinese. That's a quote from Senator Dianne Feinstein. As media, intelligence agency, and political scrutiny of foreign meddling is seemingly at its apex, that is Trump and the Russia collusion stuff, a story with big national security implications involving a high-ranking senator with access to America's most sensitive intelligence information has been hiding in plain sight. The story involves China and the senior U.S. Senator from California and former chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Democrat Dianne Feinstein. It was buried 8 paragraphs into a recent political expose on foreign efforts to infiltrate Silicon Valley as a passing example of political espionage. Former intelligence officials said Chinese intel once recruited a staff member at a California office of U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, and the source reported back to China about local politics. A spokesperson for Feinstein said the office doesn't comment on personnel matters or investigations, but noted no Feinstein staffer in California has ever had a security clearance. Well, here is the additional detail. According to 4 former intelligence officials, in the 2000s, a staffer in Senator Dianne Feinstein's San Francisco office was reporting back to the MSS. Now, when I say MSS, you think KGB, okay? Because that is the Chinese equivalent. MSS stands for China's Ministry of State Security. That is their intelligence and security apparatus. While this person, who is a liaison to the local Chinese community, when that person was fired, charges were never filed against him. One former official reasoned this was because the staffer was providing political intelligence and not classified information, making prosecution more difficult. The suspected informant was run by officials based at China's San Francisco consulate, said another former intelligence official. The spy's handler probably got an award back in China for his work. This anecdote provides significantly more questions than answers. For starters, who was the spy? How long was the spy under surveillance? What information about local politics was the spy passing back to China? Just how close was this spy to the senator? Did law enforcement officials sweep vehicles and other areas for listening devices? Was there an investigation into whether others in the senator's circle may have been coordinating with Beijing? Did the senator expose herself to potential blackmail or the public to danger through leakage of sensitive, highly classified information? And was firing really the proper punishment for providing political intelligence to a foreign power? We now know only the most basic of additional details about what occurred in Feinstein's office 5 years ago. 5 years ago. The FBI approached the senator to apprise her that a San Francisco-based staffer was being investigated under suspicion of spying for China. According to the Cron, San Francisco Chronicle, the local paper, this staffer, who had worked with Feinstein for almost 20 years, drove her around in San Francisco and served as a gopher in her San Francisco office and as a liaison to the Asian American community, even attending Chinese consulate functions for the senator. An unnamed source added that a Chinese MSS official first approached the staffer during a visit to Asia several years prior. Given his proximity to Feinstein, we have no idea what information he could have gleaned while in her employ. We do have a presumed identity. The Daily Caller discovered that a Feinstein staffer named Russell Lowe, listed on the senator's payroll as office director as of 2013, before he was let go, matches the description of the Chinese asset. It took a tweet from President Trump implying hypocrisy, given Feinstein's role investigating Russian collusion as a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, while a Chinese spy had infiltrated her own office to force the senator to address the issue. Her account conflicts with what has been reported regarding the recruitment and activities of the Chinese spy. She conveniently omitted that her office employed this individual for almost 20 years in a close capacity while he represented the senator in interactions with Chinese officials. During the 80s, as mayor of San Francisco, Feinstein developed a close friendship with the mayor of Shanghai. This substantially enhanced Feinstein's foreign policy profile and created an important linkage to the U.S. government for China's Communist Party. Just as Feinstein rose to a prominent position in foreign affairs and national security in the U.S. Senate, first on the Foreign Relations Committee and later as chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, the mayor of Shanghai rose to the top of Chinese leadership, serving as chairman of the Central Military Commission, general secretary of the CCP, and president of the People's Republic of China. And under his leadership, the PRC initiated a brutal crackdown against practitioners of Falun Gong, including mass imprisonments, beatings, torture, rape, organ harvesting, and murder, and engaging in alleged human rights atrocities against people in Tibet. Feinstein never renounced her friendship with this man in spite of these acts. They reportedly visited each other regularly in the 1980s, with him once spending Thanksgiving in San Francisco with Feinstein and her husband. He reportedly danced with her during one such visit, which surely must have been a propaganda coup for the CCP, a la Ted Kennedy and the Soviets. And the piece goes on from there. There is substantially more, but let me just cut to the chase on this, if I may. And give you the details, because this guy is much more than a Chinese spy. China has for almost 40 years cultivated warm relations with Dianne Feinstein. She has uniformly taken political positions supporting greater ties with China while taking a relatively dovish and strictly apologist line on China's human rights atrocities. Her husband has profited handsomely during Feinstein's career from the greatly expanded China trade she supported. It is, of course, possible that Feinstein's family privileged position with the Chinese regime improved his investment opportunities. Feinstein has served as a key intermediary between China and the U.S. government while serving on committees whose work would be of keen interest to Chinese intelligence. A staffer of almost two decades in close proximity to her was allegedly successfully recruited by China's security service and Fed China political intelligence. This concludes, Feinstein's dealings with the Chinese must be investigated, but so too ought the links between federal officials and all of our adversaries, be it the Chinese and the Russians, the Pakistanis, the Iranians, the Muslim Brotherhood, and its state supporters. Feinstein is only one politician. How many other relationships with American politicians have the Chinese and our other adversaries fostered? How many spies might they have recruited? This is a great piece, and it's worth reading in its entirety. Ben Weingarten writing at the Federalist website. Be right back, and we'll go to the phones next here on the Bobby Mack Show in the 5 o'clock follies. 5:17 here on Tuesday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:22 here, the Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. Annie mentioning that accident on 85 this afternoon, and a caller on the line has Mike has some updated information, I believe, on that. Hi, Mike. Are you in the middle of this thing there?
Bobby, I just got through it. I'll give you a report of what's going on. It involves a pickup truck that is in the on the left shoulder up against the concrete wall, a pickup truck pulling a utility trailer that is blocking the left lane and the right lane, and an 18-wheeler on the shoulder. And it's backed up about 3 miles.
Well,
that
and this is
with that one.
This is on what part of 85 again, Mike?
This is on Interstate 85 and Highway 8, mile marker 32. Now, moving up to Greenville County, the 46-yard line, you have a car broke down in the center lane with his four-ways on.
Oh, boy.
Nobody there with him. A couple of vehicles have almost hit him. You've got a broke-down 18-wheeler on the shoulder, a little bit in the right lane, but mostly on the shoulder at the 48. And the 50-yard line on the southbound side, you have another broke-down 18-wheeler on the shoulder, and people are stopping to rubberneck.
Oh, man. So basically, what you're telling me, Mike, is it's just another routine day on I-85. Is that right?
It's just another routine day on the CF Highway, known as Interstate 85.
Gotcha.
And another real quick comment, if I may. This story about Judge Kavanaugh.
Yes.
This has been nothing but a setup from the get-go, and everyone in the Democratic Party, including this accuser who is a hardcore Bernie Sanders supporter,
yep,
knows it.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with any act, with any sexual misconduct at all. This has everything to do with one thing and one thing only, Roe versus Wade. When it looked like he was not going to get confirmed, nothing happened. Now that it appears that he was going to get confirmed, they had to pull out all the stops and come out with this garbage.
Yeah, I think because that's an accurate assessment. They're in full-blown panic mode now.
If this was actually true, and Feinstein had this and it was legitimate, why was it not brought up when he was sitting in front of the Congress answering questions? Why was it not brought up then? This reminds me of the same thing that unfortunately they successfully did to Herman Cain when it looked like Herman Cain had a real chance of winning the nomination for president.
Well, and it's what they tried.
If he won the nomination, they would have been unable to play the race card because both candidates would have been black.
Yeah.
So and all these women came out of the woodwork. He did this, he did that. But surprisingly enough, the minute Cain decides to drop out of the race, all these women disappear back into the woodwork. This is nothing but severe, hardcore left-wing politics run amok, trying to ruin a good and decent man who is more than qualified to take a seat on the Supreme Court.
I would agree.
If he winds up losing, it's a sad day for America.
Look what they did to Roy Moore when he was running for Senate in Alabama. They did pull the same sexual escapades trick on him. This is nothing more than a replay of Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill 31 years ago. They did it's exactly the same page from their playbook.
You are right.
Yeah.
Bobby, got one more quick update. I'm just going by another accident. 52-yard line in the left lane. There's two vehicles. Left lane is blocked.
Man, it is a mess.
It's crazy out here.
Yeah, and you're on what direction 85 again, Mike?
It's the northbound side. It's in the left lane. Right when you pass exit 51, the next overpass, when you pass exit 51, they're in the left lane. It's an SUV and a car, and they are blocking the left lane. Just happened. There are no emergency vehicles there.
So some patience may be required this afternoon, huh?
If you're on Interstate 85, plan accordingly. Make sure you have plenty of time. You're going to need it. But like I said, this is all a political setup. It's BS. And I guarantee you, all the stuff you were talking about earlier with Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein. With Feinstein. If she would have had an R after her name, she'd be in jail as we speak. If she had an R after her name.
Yeah.
But because she has a D after her name, it's perfectly okay. Anything goes.
Sure, you get a pass.
Sad politics.
Yeah.
Sad politics.
Sad, but true.
I greatly appreciate it. I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
Thank you, sir, and I greatly appreciate the update about what's happening out there on 85. In on the text line, Bobby just possibly might be we can't handle the truth. Who really runs a government? There's a fair question. Bob, why is Dianne Feinstein not being investigated? I think Mike just answered that question. She has a D behind her name. Bob, Chinese have now totally taken over the government of Vietnam. Yeah, they're a puppet state. Bob, Dianne Feinstein is guilty of treason. Bob, I hope they never have to investigate how many glasses of wine Tara has a day or Bobby Mack's golf scorecard. Just saying. There is truth. There is some validity to the charge that there is an eraser on my pencil when I'm out on the golf course. Bobby, I wonder who would be left in the Capitol if everyone's stupid mistakes from high school were brought to light? Yeah. Bob, they're going to accuse him of calling the English teacher Daddy-O. Yeah, except that's reference to the old Coaster song, but that's a little dated. I said in the tease for today's show that he was accused of dipping little girls' pigtails into the inkwell in kindergarten, and they're going to try and round up the accuser in that one as well. 5:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the 5 o'clock Follies on WORD. That would be yours truly. Welcome back. Here we are, 5 o'clock Follies, in on the text line, 71307. Yeah, 85 is just a nightmare this afternoon. Bobby, this one at mile marker 76 is bad. I'm sitting under the SC9 overpass, and I've been here about 45 minutes. Can you guys see anything on the traffic cams? Yeah, essentially the same thing you're seeing, that it's backed up forever. Bobby, I'm actually quite serious with this. Why are the Democrats not charged with obstructionists as enemies of the state? Well, it's all politics. It's all politics. Bobby, so listening to traffic, 85 southbound, backed up, starts at 77. Gotcha. Appreciate the update there. Bobby, high school? I'm a child of the 70s. I remember one kid doing an oral presentation in English class on how to roll a joint using pencil shavings. Well, let's hope he's never nominated to the Supreme Court. Although, you know, at this point, water over the dam. Bob, Republicans have rushed to a camera to condemn this act of idiocy. Where's the Republican Party? All I hear from them is... Yeah. Far from surprised that a confirmation is now smeared or attempting to be smeared by Democrats' dirty tricks, what is surprising is that not one Republican has rushed to a camera. Well, they don't want to be painted, you know, as anti-feminist or a sexist by attacking Ms. Ford because, you know, she is, after all, just a private citizen who has felt encumbered to come forward. It's her civic duty, don't you know? Right. Bob, I'm just getting in my vehicle after work. Not sure what the topic is, but I'm concerned. I started getting a sense today, more than I have in the past, that people are just ready to throw in the towel. They're just getting sick of everything. Trump administration needs to act quickly. I think if we don't, the Democrats will get their way one way or the other. They're going to push it until we just give up. In which instance, I again would recommend the advice of Winston Churchill, who said, and I quote, never give up, never give up, never give up. Bobby, Art Bell said that lizard people had taken over the White House years ago. Yeah, you remember Art?
Yeah.
From the high desert. Well, I don't know. The way they're acting, maybe Art was right. To the phones we go. Jimmy is next up. He is in Easley. He is the governor, in fact, of Easley, South Carolina. Hello, Governor Jimmy. How are you today, sir?
Hey, brother. I have a problem. It's 36 years.
Right.
How would you even go about proving that anyway?
A physical impossible. Well, I jokingly said, you know, maybe the FBI could get out the whole high school yearbook and just start running the list. They got enough agents. They could investigate everybody down there, interrogate them, and see if they were at that party and witnessed this shocking incident that probably never happened to begin with.
Well, you know, I told you a long time ago, this Me Too thing is really, I mean, they make accusations, and there's no way you can prove it or unprove it. And then people's lives get totally destroyed. And now they're going for a nominee of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And
why shouldn't they? Because they feel empowered now. Look at how many people they've taken down, including Les Moonves, the untouchable head of CBS.
Well, I mean, they could get you, Bobby.
Sure.
They could get anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, just somewhere, as a white man, I have to say, hey, some of this stuff has to be proved. I mean, if you're going to accuse somebody of something, you're innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around.
No, you're confused, Jimmy. Listen to Deborah Katz, the attorney for Ms. Ford, said it is not her client's job to corroborate her claims.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying. I had a problem with this before, and people said, you know, you got to look after women. I understand that.
Sure, we all get that.
Not every woman is honest. They're not all honest.
Well, Ms. Katz, I don't know what law school she went to, but apparently she missed the part where the accused is innocent until proven guilty, and she obviously missed the part where when you look, if the police charge you with a crime, do you have to prove yourself innocent, or does the DA have to convict you beyond a reasonable doubt?
And the other problem I have with it, we have two senators and all these House guys. Why aren't they coming to the aid of this guy?
Because
they say, look, prove it.
Simple answer to that one, Jimmy. They are scared of the media vilifying them as being women haters and attacking this poor defenseless woman, and all she's doing is coming forward to tell the truth about what a terrible guy Brett Kavanaugh is.
You know, that same woman had that thing on her head out there before they showed on TV.
Yeah, she wore one of those funky hats at the Women's March in D.C. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just old country boy, but sometimes, you know, I almost think this thing's going to come to a civil war because it's got crazy.
It makes you wonder. It does. Yeah. It does make you wonder. Thank you, Governor Jimmy. I appreciate your being here today. Dan is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby Mac?
So far, so good.
Good to hear. I got a couple of questions about this. If
sure.
I was Grassley, but I have a spine and apparently he lost his somewhere, I was scheduled hearing for Keith Ellison immediately after the one for Judge Kavanaugh.
Yep.
And I would invite the two ladies who have to be believed because, you know, even though they're making a charge against a Democrat, you know, I would make the Democrats prove once again what a hypocrite they are. And they also better screen who shows up at this. I would say, you know, witnesses only, and I would have a list, and nobody's going to invite any guests or anything like that.
Right.
Keep the code pink sickos out of there.
Yep. Well, as far as Ellison is concerned, he's got triple protection. Number one, he's a progressive Democrat. Number two, he's black. And number three, he's Muslim. How are you going to possibly go after this guy?
For somebody to say the Quran says it's okay to slap your wife around.
Well, precisely.
Or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's in there. So nobody's had the chutzpah to come out and use that as a defense. And also, isn't there a congressional slush fund for people who get charged with harassment that we've been footing the bill for many years?
Yes, indeed.
That got a lot of press about 4 or 5 months ago and then died.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay off women that worked in congressional offices who were sexually harassed. But guess what? We don't know the names of any of the harassers. How did that happen?
Yeah. And one other thing that's kind of on a lighter note, we're talking about background investigations.
Yeah.
Clearances stuff earlier. When I was in the Navy and I got mine, I can't remember now if it was in A school or in basic training, but they, you know, you go into a room and you sit there across the desk from an FBI agent.
Right.
You fill out early on and you give references, you know, and most of us, you know, we gave teachers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you start going down this list of questions, you know, ask me if I'd ever been arrested, you know, except for traffic offenses, and have you ever done this, and you ever SDS. Yeah, which was Students for a Democratic Society.
Hardcore lefties.
And in 1974, my 17-year-old mind and my Mayberry RFD upbringing, I just said, "What's that?" And he kind of smiled and just started going down to, you know, doing the paper, just check a box, you know.
Yeah, right.
I guess I passed when I said that, whatever else. So it just struck me as kind of funny. It's like if I was a super secret spy planted over here, you know, that's what you tell them to say, you know, just.
That's right.
Dumb, and, you know, they'll just go ahead and shoot you right on through.
Yep, exactly. I got to run, but I thank you for the call, Dan, and I appreciate it. 5:46 here on the Bobby Mac Show. 14 before 6 o'clock. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back with more in the, as usual, heavily congested 5 o'clock Follies. That's it. That's what we do. For 4 hours each day, almost left out the bonus hour there. For 4 hours each afternoon, we slave away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Little Hugh Masekela in the background, grazing in the grass. In on the text line this afternoon, hey, Bob, can you remind me what Bill Clinton lied about under oath? Well, according to Ken Starr and the charges that were brought against President Clinton in his impeachment. He told three separate lies about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, including, I want you to listen to me. Yeah, right. Bob, it's not just politics. The Democrats are commie lovers, and they have a concerted desire to ruin this country. Look at Clinton's dissertation and Feinstein's actions. Bob, if you would check the bank account of Ms. Ford, I'm sure you would find she recently had a very large deposit. Would not surprise me in the least. And I believe that catches me up with the text line. The other story today that we did not have an opportunity yet to work our way around to, Hollywood may have laughed when Emmys host Michael Che said the only white people who thank Jesus are Republicans and ex-crackheads. But Tinseltown's latest finger to middle America fell flat in flyover country and may have contributed to the telecast's all-time low viewership. You what? You didn't watch the Emmys last night? You're not alone. Nobody else did either. Here is what Mr. Che had to say, and he was one of the co-hosts of this extravaganza.
You know who's not? What? My mother's not watching.
What?
Well, she said she doesn't like watching white award shows because you guys don't thank Jesus enough. I just want to say, six awards, all white winners. Nobody thanked Jesus yet.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. That's for you, Michael. That's for you.
This is good. Thank you, Jesus. Michael Che.
I just want to remind everybody that Jeff Daniels thanked his horse.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he did. If you have not seen the miniseries Godless, it's a great Western on Netflix. Jeff Daniels got the Best Supporting Actor Emmy for that, and he did thank his horse.
Eddie Blonds, Paul Martino have been with me since the late 40s. Brandon Clark, who trained me on a horse in Michigan. Felix Delgado, my driver. Kathleen, my wife, my family. Mark Warwick, my horse wrangler. Little tip for you young actors, when they call and say, can you ride a horse, don't lie. You will find on day one you're in the Kentucky Derby. I'd also, finally, like to thank my horse, Apollo. He was Jeff Bridges' horse on True Grit, and I felt he was making unfair comparisons. Three times he threw me off the horse, three times. The third and last time I broke my wrist. It's now officially healed. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's Jeff Daniels for his award last night in the Netflix series Godless. There were plenty of awkward moments last night, so we decided to hand out some awards for those.
And now the award for the most awkward moment on the Emmys telecast. The nominees are Will Ferrell's long walk out to the podium.
I'm sorry, the walk was so long. It's just endless.
Benicio del Toro mumbling while Ben Stiller and Patricia Arquette looked on.
What was that?
I said new experiences, just like Patricia said.
Oh.
And the on-running joke of Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen being guest commentators.
You know what? We're actually over-prepared.
Also, is there a smoothie place around here?
Fred and Maya, everybody.
And the awkward Emmy goes to... Yeah. Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen for the on-running joke.
Yeah, congratulations. Nice job last night getting the lowest ratings ever in history for the Emmy Awards. Is anybody surprised by this? A show of hands. Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. 5 o'clock follies is out of the way. Unfortunately, the congestion of 85 is not. Annie will update you on the latest in the news coming up. I am back because we have one more still to go. The bonus hour is on the way next with the attack dog of the right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.